Preparing meals for two can be challenging when you're used to having a house full of kids. These days, it's just the two of us, and although we do enjoy leftovers and don't mind freezing up a meal or two for later down the week, like Dart Night, we are nowhere near as active as we were 5 years ago, so meals need to be healthier and more economical as we are on a fixed budget. We keep a good-sized garden, have a few fruit trees, and I do a lot of canning. It helps with the budget and keeps us outdoors enjoying the fresh air. This week's recipe is an example of a normal weekday meal around here. Easy, economical, delicious and healthy local food. Put on a fresh apron and invite the neighbors, this meal is going to be delicious. Maple lime sriracha salmon. 2 or 3 fresh or frozen portions of salmon. 2 small limes or 1 large one, zested and juiced. 2 or 3 green onions. 1 tablespoon maple syrup. Use honey if preferred. 2 tablespoon sriracha. 1 tablespoon brown sugar. Shake of salt. Method. In a small bowl, mix together the juice of the limes and zest with the brown sugar, maple syrup and sriracha. Using boiling water or a small flame torch, remove the skin from your salmon fillets, or if you don't mind it, leave the skin on. Place skin side down. Pour the marinade over the fish, cover and place in the refrigerator for 1 to 24 hours. You can roast in the oven, fry in a pan or grill on the barbecue. Roast in a hot oven at 350 for 10 to 15 minutes, longer if you like drier, firmer fish. Do not flip the fillet, but you can spoon marinade over the top to glaze your salmon. Before serving, sprinkle the chopped green onions on the top. I like to serve this recipe with a big green salad, coconut rice or a baked potato and steamed green beans. Rounding out the meal is this lovely, simple dessert, which is great served hot with whipped cream, or vanilla ice cream, or cold and plain with strong coffee. Gingerbread. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1 tablespoon ground ginger. 1 1/2 cups all-purpose flour. 1/2 cup fancy molasses. 1/2 cup melted butter. 1 slightly beaten egg. 1/2 cup boiling water. Method. Preheat the oven to 375. Lightly oil an 8x8 inch baking pan. I used 2 mini 6-inch cake pans. In a medium-sized mixing bowl, combine all the dry ingredients. Make a well in the dry ingredients. Add the next ingredients in the following order. Melted butter and molasses, combine, then add the slightly beaten egg. Combine into the mixture. The point is to mix the mix in the batter before adding the boiling water or melted butter that is too hot as it will cook the egg. Finally, add 1/2 cup of boiling water. Mix well, pour, scrape into the baking dish and place in a hot preheated oven for 30 minutes. Enjoy! Mary Mullany is a Cawthet Regional District resident and creator, owner of Aprons for Divas.